Women's Senior Cup final at XCOM Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Diarmaid Kadire, who is the head coach of University of Galway, joining me to discuss the match where they take on Tuamhuach Thiard. Diarmaid, you're welcome along.
Cheers, William. Thank you.
You've played each other a fair bit this season, and I'd say you know each other very well, but there's nothing like a cup final to whet the appetite, is there?
Yeah, we've played them twice and we've come out the wrong side both times, but exactly like you're saying, a cup final, it's just a once-off game, so anyone can win. We'll have to try and make it difficult for them. Like I said, we played them in the league final. They beat us by 65, and then we were a little bit closer in the league. There was 30 points in it, but they're a strong team.
Yeah, we've just been talking to them actually there as part of this package to preview it. Just give me an idea of where you are with getting players. Do you get players who've played rugby coming up through, or do they maybe go to college and go, oh, I'm going to give rugby a try now because the rugby club is there on Freshers' Day or something like that?
Yeah, it's a good mix, to be fair. Like, we have girls who've played rugby through, maybe they would have started at minis or under 13s, or played underage rugby, and they might come from, to be honest, all around the country. Like, we've girls from Leinster, from a couple from Munster. We've then plenty then from different clubs around Connacht. They've come to the college obviously and played with the club, but then we've had over the last, I've been with them this year and last year. And we've had a lot of girls who've picked up rugby for the first time, and they've been really, really impressive. Like, the game's obviously growing, particularly in the women's game, and it's great to see them, like, giving it a go and then being successful off the back of it. People who come from like maybe a football background or a hurling background where they're athletic, and they just take to rugby. So yeah, it's a mix of both, people who are new to it and then girls who've played for years, like.
When that happens, do you have to split your coaching a little bit? Because some girls will have the basics or more than the basics, but some are starting from page one of how to play rugby, and you have to balance that. I'm just interested in how, teaching them to tackle correctly or
Yeah,
that sort of stuff.
it's a good question, because, and it's like, I don't know if I know the answer, but say last year when we had a good, like, a big crew of girls who were very, very new to it, we kind of catered for the girls who were fresh, and I suppose then the girls who played plenty got they were it was it wasn't you know it wasn't challenging at all for them. So you're trying to find the balance of girls that are new to it can get a feel for the core skills, but you're also not neglecting the girls who need to improve, who are already at a level where they understand what's happening. And this year we kind of went more towards that, where we tried to find that middle ground. And to be fair, the girls who are experienced, they've been really, really good this year at coaching the new girls as well. Like, so it's not just on myself and Jaden, the other coach. The senior players within the squad have been excellent. Like, so you can kind of keep things moving fast as a coach when they've got like three or four players that are kind of coaching on the go as well. It really helps the new girls who are fresh to it, like.
That's interesting. I was talking to the two lads from Tuamhuach Thiard there, Owen and Norman, and they were saying that, they have players there that they've been coaching for 6 years, some of them, and they've come through the pathway system. And do you think as time passes, you will see more players coming in with core skills or who have played rugby for longer? Or is the college always going to have the fact that it's a new experience for them and they want to experience new things? Is that always going to be a challenge for you?
It probably is, but like you're saying, your first point there, I think you're definitely going to get more experienced rugby players coming in, just by the nature of the fact that there's, you look at the underage rugby within Connacht at the minute, they're doing well at intro level, and there's good structures in place at youth level for the girls. So naturally you're going to get more experienced players, but I don't think you're ever going to eliminate people starting off fresh at college level, especially when we've got two teams. We've got the club and the college team, and a lot of girls just play for the college, just, I suppose, for the social aspect of it as well. So I don't think you're ever going to lose that cohort of players. But yeah, definitely you're gonna the amount of experienced players is will keep growing, I'd imagine.
Now, one of your old girls, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, it's a sort of a term to cover somebody who was in college. Adele McMahon is now captaining Ireland, and she started her rugby in NUIG before it became University of Galway. Somebody I've spoken to a lot, interviewed her. Is she sort of a person that the players look up to, or are they aware of where she went from when she started?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Like, I don't know what sort of ambition the girls might have to push on to kind of higher honors. I think currently the kind of the big question in our heads is the next step for us will be, could we push into AIL? Because that's, I suppose, the next step for a club within Connacht. But again, it's hard to know. Like I said, there's such a mix of players that some probably don't have the ambition really to push on to play international level, interpro level. Some might, but I'm not really sure exactly, to be honest with you.
But they're still, I'd say, very proud to represent the university and to be part of a team, which is important. It's part of it, isn't
Yeah.
it?
It's huge. And like we obviously have we four squads within the college. So we've got the girls, the J2, men's, the J1s, and the under-20s. And it's a very tight-knit club. And there's a good strong group of players within the women's team in particular who help run a lot of what happens within the club. They take such a lead on a lot of different things. And if it weren't for them, things would the big things wouldn't happen. Like they do a lot of the dirty work in behind, and it's great to see within a club that the players across all teams really buy in to kind of grow the club, I suppose.
Yeah, that is important, because if you have players who just want to turn up and play or train and are not remotely interested in how it gets organized or who actually makes it happen. So maybe a bit of a change from my day playing sport.
Yeah.
We were all a bit like that. Is there a better understanding of that now? Do you think that it doesn't happen by magic? You can't just click your fingers.
No, I do think we're lucky in that, like I said, there is a group of girls particularly, and there's a group of lads as well. They're at a similar level in college, like second and third year, who have just they're all very close outside of rugby, and they just for whatever reason we're lucky to have them all at the same time. Again, I'm only 2 years with the club. I don't know if that was the case like 3 years, 4 years ago. But just from my experience, it seems to be just the way, and I suppose for the first years coming in, they see that as that's what happens within the club. So maybe they'd be more likely then to carry that through once those people leave after, I suppose, third or fourth year when they're finished college. But it's great because they have, like you're saying, they care more about it. Yeah.
Just looking ahead again to Sunday now, you're saying they're a strong side, Tuamach Dorard. They've come maybe from a different structure system, but where are they particularly strong?
Suppose we going back to our league final, like they've got some really athletic and talented rugby players who've like I said, they've played all the way through with Connacht age rate squads and into some of them into Irish jerseys at under 18 level. So like I suppose what really killed us the last time we played them was if we made a mistake, if we knocked the ball on, they were just so dangerous on turnover. And because they've got so many like good, powerful, fast athletes, it's just hard to when the game gets broken up, it's hard to keep with them. They put a lot of pressure on us at the breakdown as well, which was hard for us. Like it slowed our ball down. And something we've had success with is our ability to, break teams through our attack phase play. They just slowed our ball down and allowed their defense to get set, and then they'd be able to go after us that way. They were probably the two biggest things that allowed them to create such a gap, like just their ability from an individual perspective, and then there's their pressure at the breakdown just really allowed them to collectively put pressure on us.
So what are you going to do to get stuck into that without giving me the crown jewel secrets? But you're working towards that. Sometimes it's good to play a side a couple of times in the season, because when you get to the third game, it's yeah, you've got an idea. You know what's coming. They're not gonna radically alter what they do.
No, and they've gotten success of what they've done so far, like a lot of it. So if I was their coach, you'd be saying more of the same. But like, I suppose what we've been working hard on is in training is making sure that we can keep, when we have the ball, we can keep the breakdowns quick. So how our support players help our ball carriers, you know, they like get rid of their defenders early and allow our ball to be really quick. I suppose if we do that, we give ourselves an opportunity then to play into a less stacked up defensive line, I suppose. And it'll give us opportunities because, to be fair, we have some good decision makers there in attack who will create problems for teams that we have all year. Then on the other side of it, I suppose being a bit more aggressive with the line speed and defense, to just take space away from them. Like they're very dangerous when they move the ball into towards the edges. So if we can prevent the ball from getting there by bringing line speed in the middle, and it should limit them a little bit. Now, like I said, they've got some athletes and some really good individuals, so we can't completely eliminate it.